You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If you find yourself paying a little more for your cup of coffee, don't be alarmed. It's not because you have miscalculated. It's not because you've been overcharged. It's because the price of cocoa has been increasing quite rapidly as of late. And this has been for a number of reasons. I'm joined on the line by economist at Oxford Economics Africa, Leona Esterhazy, and to take a look at some of the reasons and factors behind the cocoa price surge of late. Good evening, Leona. Thanks so much for taking the time. What's driving the sudden increase? What are some of the factors we're seeing in the cocoa market?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. So firstly, the current surge in cocoa prices is mostly stemming from the supply side. So Ivory Coast, which is accounts for about 60% of global production, along with Ghana, which is Ivory Coast and Ghana together account for about 60% of global production. There's been adverse weather in those countries, along with crop diseases that often stem from the intermittent or excessive rainfall that's been hampering the supply of cocoa. So following the COVID years where demand for cocoa was relatively weak, there was no incentive to really reinvest in crops and expand cocoa farming in these countries, which now following recovery in demand, along with the adverse weather and the disease among the crops, have now completely knocked demand expectations, or supply expectations rather, which has seen quite a significant surge in cocoa prices over the last year or so.
That's quite a number of factors there to try and unpack, Leona. Let's look at something that you mentioned around the fact that the global supply or the global space between Ghana and Ivory Coast, they supply such a significant portion of the market. That concentration from a West African point of view obviously bodes well for countries like that. But what is the shortage or this perceived deficit now doing to the local markets, alongside the fact that international prices have gone up? Are we seeing that local suppliers are finding ways around the challenges they're facing, or is it a situation where imports are now having to offset this? How is this being managed at the moment?
So quite honestly, it's difficult to identify winners on the ground because cocoa is such big exports for Ivory Coast and Ghana. The sectors are quite heavily regulated, and farm gate prices are usually set at the start of the main season, which starts in October of each year. So this means that prices that farmers receive don't really move with market prices. So, you know, I think we're kind of 7 months into the season, and farm gate prices were only adjusted in Ivory Coast and Ghana, respectively, last week. So there wasn't much benefit or monetary gain for cocoa farmers necessarily, which again means that there's little incentive for them to move their production or the investment in their crops along with the global market prices. This means that essentially it's difficult for global supply to really adjust to, you know, the global market environment, considering that these two countries dominate global supply.
Mm. Leona, are we seeing that from a demand side, that the consumers or the offtake for this is starting to perhaps defer to the new season or the new period after October?
So interestingly, demand for cocoa, for chocolate, in which obviously cocoa is a main ingredient, the demand for that is fairly inelastic, which means that, you know, consumers are willing to pay whatever or almost whatever price it is that, you know, Cadbury or whatever costs in the shop. But the extent to which, you know, the supply knock is going to affect consumers is not, I don't believe it's completely visible yet. A lot of, like I mentioned, the cocoa prices are set often quite early in advance, the futures prices. And this means that the current prices that, manufacturers are paying for their inputs is only likely to be completely reflected in consumer prices maybe from next year or so. So it's very likely that chocolate prices and other confectionery goods and other goods where cocoa is an input is only going to, you know, see the real effect or reflect the real impact of the supply knock, you know, maybe from later this year or even from next year onwards.
Mm. Luna, are we seeing this translate to other soft commodities and the challenges that they may be experiencing? Or are some of the factors here kind of isolated to the cocoa market and the region at this stage?
So this specific scenario is quite unique to cocoa in this instance, where I think it's kind of the buzz around, you know, the world is about how, you know, supply is dropping this year and what that means for, you know, the market moving forward. What I can say, though, is that this will is very likely to increase investors or traders' reactions to any other signals in terms of prices of other soft commodities. For example, coffee prices have also rallied quite significantly over the last month or two. And whether, you know, it doesn't seem that the market conditions are necessarily as severe or significant as in the cocoa market, but I do believe that there might be some extrapolation from investors from the cocoa market to other soft commodities. And yeah, whether or not that reaction is appropriate or proportionate, you know, is to be seen or is be debated. But yeah, I think there will be some contagion from the cocoa market to other commodities just based on the frame of reference it creates for investors and traders.
I suppose markets are, of course, feeling a little sensitive at this stage with all the uncertainty that prevails. We'll keep an eye on these and other stories. Hopefully the cocoa market does settle down. But otherwise, I suppose people are still happy to pay whatever they pay for their chocolates. Thanks so much for those insights, Leona. That's Leona Esterhazen, who is an economist at Oxford Economics Africa, joining me to look at the sudden surge in cocoa prices.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.